Episode 120. BulaNetwork.com. Hey kids, Randy Cantrell here, BulaNetwork.com. Dallas, Texas is the city of origin. I'm going to see if I can hack off internet marketers today. It's episode 120. You a fan of the show Gold Rush? Me too. Very cool. Let's talk about it. See if we can make some folks mad next. I hope things are well with you. It is Thursday, March the 8th, as I hit the record button, in the year 2012. Big storms brewing. And it's getting to be that time of year here in Tornado Alley. I'm a fan of the show Gold Rush. No, I have no desire. I mean, zero. Actually, I would tell you I have less than zero ambition to ever pan for gold, but I am a fan of that show. I can't really even tell you why. You look at all of the work and all of the effort, and what's an ounce of gold? $1,500, $1,600, I think. I'm close. And you see how much work and how much effort and how much dirt they have to process to get an ounce of gold, and you think, there just has to be an easier way to make a buck, doesn't there? Now, they've got this one character on there, and he's not part of the show, but there have been a couple of episodes that have included him, and he is a rock star. No pun intended. I mean, this guy, he does it right. He runs 23 hours a day, and he's processing it's enough gold to choke a mule. Got like 25 people. I mean, he's a big operator. These other guys that are really the storylines of the show, and there's a handful of them. I mean, these are guys that they're just busting their hump over a 9-week period or whatever it is to try to break, you know, 100 grand. And you're thinking, that's pretty good money. Yeah, well, there's 8 of them. And they've got all kinds of expenses. You know, I mean, it can cost them 50, 60 grand to get the 100. And then it's like, great, everything from here on, boys, it's profit. It's profit. And you're sitting there going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 8 of you. I mean, you guys are not going to make, all of you are going to average about $1.25 an hour. Man alive. Talk about a tough way to make a living. It's a lot, though, like internet marketing. It really is. And there are rock stars in internet marketing that are making tons of money. There's little doubt. But we're living the gold rush. The gold rush is the internet because, well, it's vast. It's just vast. And so you've got folks, hey, here's gold. Here's a little bit of gold. You know, somebody does something that makes a little bit of money. It's gold. It's gold. And everybody scrambles and we're like, that's great. It's awesome. You know, and they may have $20, but it's the gold rush and everybody's got big dreams and it's going to be crazy good. I mean, think about it. All we got to do is sell 10,000 people something. And if we can do that every year, think about the money we'll make. And then some guy yells out, I did a launch and in 24 hours, I made $1,000,000. And we're like, see, yes, it can be done. It's great. It's wonderful. Has it ever dawned on you that if some cat is out there and he's figured out a way to make $1,000,000 a day, Is it dawned on you that when he sells you his program for $997, has it ever dawned on you, why would he do that? Why would he teach me for $3 shy of a grand how he made $1 million in 24 hours? Well, no, we don't think about that. You know, don't ask that question. That's not the point. That's not the point. I'll tell you how. Here's the real rub. So if you're in the IM space, prepare to get hacked off. And I don't really care. Somebody's got to sell the picks, the shovels, the pans, the equipment. You know, up in Alaska, I'll tell you who's making the money. The guy selling diesel fuel. There's some cat up there who's got the corner on the diesel fuel market that has all of this equipment. It's got to have diesel. I mean, lots of diesel. Probably the number one expense these guys have. What do you want to bet the guy selling diesel is not in the gold mining business? What do you want to bet he's in the diesel business? Yeah, buddy. Hey, what's the point of all this? I don't know that I have a point other than I'm just, you know, I get really tired of having conversations with people that they really are inquiring about the internet space and how can they make a living on the internet? And, you know, do I have any advice? And I'm like, you're number one, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah. Well, let me just go ahead and address that because it is one of the premier questions I get about making a living. I'll tell you very simply. I am self-employed. B, I am a free agent. I am a hired gun. I am a guy who handles, for the most part, marketing, sales, management, business building, taking a look at systems, taking a look at workflow. It's a bit of a cross between maybe a marketing, sales, workflow, efficiency expert / management consultant kind of a thing. And everything I do, I gear toward some piece of the action. So I'm not a guy, I won't say I haven't done it, and I won't say that I don't ever do it, because that would not be true. I do sometimes do it. That is, sell my time for money. But that is not my business model. My business model is helping businesses get to the next level, helping businesses improve some processes, sometimes improve some workflow, sometimes improve the org chart, marketing issues, sales funnel constraints. I'm pretty much, you know, from A to Z with a number of all kinds of areas, but always tethered to a piece of the action. I want a piece of the action. If I'm able to grow your business, I want a piece of the action. Because I got a track record where I've proven I can grow businesses. I know how to grow businesses. Now, I'm not an internet marketer guy. I'm not a guy that has, you know, I've got my own ideas and thoughts, but I'm not out here putting myself out as being an internet marketer. I'm not the guy who's going to teach you how to be rich on the internet. It's not what I do. I work with businesses. I work with business owners in how to build their businesses to the next level. More often than not, I don't work with startups. I couldn't tell you the last time I worked with anybody that was what I would define as a startup. I tend to work with more mature companies, more mature businesses, in trying to maybe break out of a funk, maybe seize some new market opportunity, maybe manage through some kind of a growth curve, which you can sit there and think, well, that's not problematic. Sometimes the biggest problems are the problems that arise when there is growth. as opposed to when things are kind of tough. There are a lot of people out there who run the risk of imploding because, well, they don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the systems in place to handle and manage the growth. So that's the business model. But I do get tired. I do often hear from individual people who listen to the podcast and who watch the videos. And thank you, by the way. Thank you very much. And the inquiries come in about, you know, this whole online thing. And I believe I know why it's happening. I believe it's happening in large part because there are a lot of people who are in a lot of pain. They may have been downsized. They may have lost their job. They may be at risk of losing a lot more than just a job. And they're looking for an answer. And like the siren call, the internet comes calling, and there's gold in them thar hills. It is the proverbial gold rush, and we just have to convince ourselves, we think, that because of the vastness of the internet, the financial opportunities are enormous. And I will be the first to tell you they are. I believe they are. But I don't believe that there's gold in every hill, and I don't believe that everybody has the ability to, A, find that gold. B, I don't believe that everybody who even has the ability to find the gold has the ability to extract the gold. I mean, there is a cost associated to these things. If you watch the show Gold Rush, they can get on the gold, but you know, the Hoffman family, for instance, had some terrible difficulties. They were beginning at the end of the season to get their very best gold. Problem. Big problem. Weather. Winter hit. Ground is freezing. And equipment is breaking. But we're on the gold. I don't care. Good luck getting it. You know, timing is against you because the season is closing fast. Equipment problems now are resulting. And now that eats into your profits. I mean, when you've got a, I don't know, pick a number, when you got a $30,000, $60,000 machine and it's crapped out, it's done, can't be fixed. Well, now what? Well, now nothing. Now we pack up, we go home. We're done. So you've got a bunch of challenges. One, you got to find the gold. Two, you have to extract the gold. And three, you have to extract it in a way where you can come out with some profit. All of that, by the way, is easier said than done. The truth of the matter is, based on what I know and what I believe to be true, is the big money when it comes to, and I'm talking about internet marketing, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, internet marketing is a business opportunity business, period. It's biz op. That's all it is. I too can teach you how to be rich on the internet. My business model, if I were to do that, my business model would be simple. I will teach you, I will sell to you the picks and the shovels, and I will show you how to use the picks and the shovels. Well, is that important? Yes, it's not the biggest ingredient, though, to finding gold. The biggest ingredient is, can you get on a lease? Can you get on a piece of property that has gold? Because if you get on that, everything else that I'm going to teach you will be helpful. But just because I teach you what I teach you, and now you're on a 20-acre plot that has no gold, what good's it do you? Sure, you know how to shovel. Sure, you know how to extract dirt. Sure, you know how to run the dirt through the machine to see if there's gold. I'll teach you all that, and I'm going to sell you the equipment to do all that. That's great. That's wonderful. There's only one problem. You don't have any gold. And no matter how fine the equipment is, and no matter how great my coaching is on how to use the equipment, you'll never get gold. Because you don't have gold on your land. I caught myself telling this story to somebody the other day, so I thought, you know, let's just make this a show, shall we? And they looked at me, you know, kind of like a deer in headlights. And I told the poor guy, I said, I'm not trying to burst your bubble. I'm not trying to tell you that there's absolutely no way, Jose. But when you're looking at that space, you just kind of have to be aware of some things. That's all. And there's all kinds of ways to do it now. There's no one, and I was trying to explain that to this poor guy. I said, you know, there are people that I know who are very accomplished at affiliate marketing. And I happen to believe that affiliate marketing is a perfectly legit biz. Of course, easy for me to say because I'm a guy who cut my teeth in commission sales. And that's all affiliate marketing is. It's just it's commission sales. If you're able to drive traffic to somebody's site and those people click on the buy button and purchase it because you referred them over there, you ought to get a piece of the action. I'm rather fond of that model. Now, just like any other kind of commission sales, there are unscrupulous people and there are scrupulous people. There are people that run, you know, bogus looking review sites. And you think that you're looking at some unbiased review. No, you're not. You're looking at a niche operator who is trying to drive traffic to that page under the auspices that it is a review in hopes that they can get you to click the affiliate link and go buy the product that they are reviewing. Scammy? Yeah, totally. Successful? Yeah, totally. They wouldn't exist if they didn't work. But just because something works doesn't mean it's something that you want to do or it's something that I would even advise you to do. You talk about a way to make a buck that just seems dog ugly to me, but to each his own. There are people who teach affiliate marketing and I know some people who teach affiliate marketing and do a good job. They make some money doing affiliate marketing themselves, and they make some money teaching other people how to do it. You know, hooray for them. I'm rather fond of that kind of a model. The model I'm not fond of is I'm going to teach you how to use this pick and this shovel that I'm going to sell to you, and the belief is, on your part as a buyer, the belief will be that the more proficient you are at using that pick and shovel, the greater your chances for success. And it just simply is not true. And of course, every time a new shovel technology comes down the pike, guess what I'm doing? I'm showing it to you. Hey, have you seen this? Man, you need one of these. And that's what happens. I've seen it. Maybe you have experienced it. I freely confess I experienced it. Now, I've gone on record a few years ago in saying that I have experienced it firsthand, and I experienced it with purpose and intent. I believed that I knew and understood what was going on, but I wasn't sure. I thought I was sure, but I wasn't sure. So I put my money where my mouth was. Yep, I absolutely did. I put my money where my mouth was, and I went on a mission for about 3 years. I researched, I investigated, I followed, name them, I followed them. Religiously, I followed them. I watched their marketing efforts. I watched what they did. I watched their videos. I listened to their podcast. I read their sales copy. I got on their list. I watched the email sequence. I paid close attention to it, and yes, I had some money set aside that I invested in my education. Full well knowing, by the way, or at least believing, that I was looking at a real underbelly of an industry. But I wanted to understand because, well, I'm a student of marketing, and marketing is always intriguing to me, and I'm always interested and curious. And what started out as a rather naive approach from my perspective, that is the belief that internet marketing was simply the ability to market using the internet. It made perfect sense to me. I very quickly realized, you know what? This is a get rich quick deal. This is a biz op deal. Biz ops have been around for a long, 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 long time. Long before the internet, there was biz op. But boy, there's never been anything quite as, you know, vast as biz op in the internet space, which is why so many internet marketing guys have gotten crazy rich. Yeah, they're con men, many of them, maybe even most of them. But such is life. Such is life, because there's a sea of people out there that are perfectly willing to be duped. Are some of these people well-intended? Absolutely. Absolutely. They are firmly convinced that they've got the greatest picks and shovels that can be purchased, and they're willing to sell them. Nothing wrong with that. Is it wrong to sell a pick and a shovel to somebody who's wanting to go gold mining? I mean, come on, you can't do it without a pick and a shovel. You've got to have it. Nothing immoral about selling a pick and a shovel to somebody who wants to go gold mine, but it just happens to avoid the number one issue, and that is there gold where you're digging? If there isn't, it doesn't matter how fancy the shovel is, and it doesn't matter how many shovels I sell you. You're still never going to find gold. And sadly, 5 figures of credit card debt later, there are too many people out there that are realizing, you know, this is not working for me. This is not working for me. And of course, there's such a sea of people. There are so many new people entering the space constantly, because as new people suffer pain and the indignities of life, they're looking for answers. And the internet comes calling. Gold rush, gold rush, gold rush. And people are rushing. People are absolutely rushing. Don't. Am I saying that there aren't real legitimate opportunities via the internet? Absolutely, there are. No question. I believe there are. And I think some of the best advice out there is to, you know, to find what you already know, what you are already good at. There are countless people I know who are in some space that you're like, really? I mean, somebody cares about that? Yes. There is the vastness of the internet come alive. You can find people who are kindred spirits. I have used her before, and I will use her again, my wife. My wife loves to sew, right? It's a passion. It is not, I love to sew because it's lucrative. No, she just likes to sew. She doesn't care. And some years ago, because there were no little girls in our life, well, now we've got one, but I'm not sure that our son will allow her to sew for little Kinsley, but she may. He may. She didn't have any little girls to sew for, and so she came across some incredibly lifelike dolls made by a woman by the name of Annette Hempstead. Annette Hempstead was some kind of a muckety-muck in Europe with Mattel, and left and began to craft these ridiculously lifelike dolls. I think she has since stopped. Well, my wife ran across one or two of these, bought them, primarily using them as models to sew little girl dresses. Well, the next thing you know, she is involved in a community of women all over the world who collect these dolls. And guess what? These dolls, they come dressed with the same dress. There might be 100 of these dolls, right? And they're numbered. They're limited. But they all have the same outfit. Well, you don't want your doll to have the same outfit all other 99 have, do you? No, you want something custom. Enter Doll Dresses by Rhonda. My wife. Now, how can you make a living doing that? There's no way that you can make a living doing that if you were some local, geographically based business. Why? These people are all over the globe. We could not find enough people in our community that would know her, that would get to know her. It would be absolutely ridiculous. What does she have? Does she have a sustainable business? Well, not in the sense that we can make a living off of it, but in the sense that it's sustainable. Well, I'll put it this way. She's got a pretty vast doll collection that's worth some money, and it has been pretty much entirely funded by her enterprise. So there's that. All made possible because we live in a world where there is the internet and where people who are kindred spirits, people who like these dolls and who are interested in putting custom dresses on these dolls, they can find one another. Now, I am a real broken record. There is not a week go by that I don't have more than a handful of conversations with people where I relate that or a similar story and tell them, these things that you're interested in, turn these little side projects, turn these little moonlighting endeavors, turn these little hobbies that you so love, turn these into some type of an enterprise. I'm a big believer in that. I mean, at the very least, why don't you try to work to make your hobby pay for itself? That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Well, I believe that you can do that. I believe that you can do a whole lot more than that. And there's no question. Listen, I'm not arguing at all that there are people legitimately out there making big money. But I'm not going to argue that there are people up in Alaska who are making big money off of all the gold miners because they're selling diesel fuel. Or they're selling heavy machinery. Or they're selling, they've got these contraptions. One on the show, in fact, the Hoffman clan, they've got this really cool table that shakes and vibrates, and it gets the gold to run down one little rut in the machine. It's very cool. And they're the only guys that have it. Now, what did that machine cost? I don't know. But I'll tell you this, the average gold miner is making, I'll bet you, the average gold miner is making a whole lot less than the maker of that machine, or even the seller of that machine. And that's what you've got. It's gold rush. It's just a gold rush. I don't know if any of that helps you or not, but if you are falling prey to, if you're falling prey to the charlatans, just temper your enthusiasm. The internet is a great vehicle, and there are people that are doing some really cool things. I mentioned in one of my shows this week, just take the art of podcasting, and there are people that they're making some money. Some, I suspect, are making more than others, and some are making full-time incomes on something as simple and as narrow as podcasting. So is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. But these aren't people that are out there teaching people how you too can get rich. That's the crowd I'm telling you to keep your eyes peeled on. If you're into something, let's say that you're into podcasting. I'm into podcasting. Well, there's some great people to learn some cool stuff from. If you're into website design, I know some guys that are just crazy good at website design. And I know some that are not only crazy good at it, but they're pretty crazy good at teaching it. You into photography? Man, there's a ton of people out there that can show you some things. And yes, there are some that have premium membership sites that are probably incredibly worth it if that's your passion. Video. How about video? I mean, I've got some firsthand experience with Don McAllister over there at Screencasts Online. I mean, the guy's a rock star. The guy's great at what he does. Izzy Video, Izzy Hyman over at Izzy Video. Izzy, if you're into video, you really want to get this video thing down cold? He's great. There are all kinds of guys like that that are making a living. Yes, they're making a living. Are they making a living in what is known as traditional internet marketing? No. They're making a living because they're doing what they love. And they're sharing their passion of what they know and what they love to do. They're sharing that with others. I think it's a recipe that's pretty cool. Are you going to be a multimillionaire? Who knows? Maybe not. So what? So what if you could just get out of the cubicle? What if you didn't have to go to the cubicle, but listen, Izzy, the story of Izzy Hyman is Izzy, based on what I know, and I'm not any personal friends with the guy or anything, but Izzy was a sales guy. Izzy was a sales management. You know what his passion was? His passion was photography, primarily videography. And so he started it. And he started a membership site, and it's not crazy money. He and his wife do a thing on scrapbooking. He's got one on learning Spanish. This isn't teaching people how to be rich. This is teaching people about scrapbooking, teaching people about videography, teaching people about learning to speak Spanish. Are there people willing to pay to learn those kinds of things? Absolutely. There are. I'm trying to figure out what I can teach. That'll be my next move. Just be mindful. Don't get taken. Hey, subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't already, please do. And do me a favor. Go over to iTunes and leave me a review, won't you? Tell a friend. Tell a friend. I'm about ready to... I'm going to do a show on pivot next. I'm about ready to make a pivot. You ever made a pivot? They claim it's the number one entrepreneurial trait, and that is to adapt. So I think it's time for me to adapt. What do you think? BulaNetwork.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. City of origin is Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. This is The Yellow Studio.